This is 90.1 WABE. Time to check in with Mara Davis and Mara's Music Mix. And I got to say, the list of musicians you prepared for us today is all over the place. You've really outdone yourself, Mara.
Thank you, Steve. You have to like that because
I do.
We can't all be into the same music. We can't. But everybody should tip their hat to Bob Dylan because Bob Dylan is one of the greatest songwriters of all time, and he is going to be in town at the Fox Theater on Friday night. So, have you seen Bob live? Because Bob can be. It's different every time. Let's just say
I saw Bob Dylan at the Fox Theater after the Blood on the Tracks album came out.
Wow, deep cut.
Yeah, it was interesting. Let me just say that. It's the only time I've seen Dylan. But he's one of those artists who, when he came out in the early 60s, people couldn't figure him out then, and they can't figure him out now. And that's to his credit.
He lives his whole life on the road. He barely has a home. He is constantly touring. I think that's where he's the most comfortable. The most recent Bob Dylan story that was my favorite was when he almost got arrested in New Jersey for just wandering around. And then it was said later that he was looking for Bruce Springsteen's, the house Bruce Springsteen grew up in. No, this is a true story. I'm not making this up.
Okay.
Because that's what kind of guy he is when he goes to a town. And that happened to me in Atlanta several years back. I was doing an event for another radio station. He walked in and it was just like, whoa, there's Bob Dylan. So, if you're by the Fox Theater and, you know, you're at the Sweet Hut Bakery looking for a pastry, Bob Dylan may be there.
Okay, well, I'll do that. I would like to meet him. Well, he's part of that holy trinity of rock royalty. I mean, for you young folks in the audience, people say Elvis, Dylan, and the Beatles, all different. All had a tremendous impact in at least one or two generations.
And Madonna was. Okay.
There's nothing sacred.
That's Bob Dylan tomorrow night at the Fox Theater.
I wouldn't be surprised if this next artist does a parody of Bob Dylan. My gosh, what a crazy show this is going to be.
I have been a fan of Richard Cheese for the longest time. Now, if you know me from radio back in the day, I would always feature the cheesiest song of the day on my Radio Free Lunch and Out to Lunch. And Richard Cheese was someone who I featured a lot because he does lounge music versions of popular music. I mean, he's done Welcome to the Jungle and Gin and Juice and, like, whatever. I think one of my favorites is Baby Got Back by Sir Mix-a-Lot. He does an amazing lounge version of that.
Baby got back. Baby got back.
Baby got but if you like Big Butts and You Cannot Lie, he will probably be covering that at Center Stage two nights for Richard Cheese. I'm digging it. I love that he just sort of found a niche for himself, and if I were an artist, it'd be kind of like when Weird Al covers you, mm-hmm. when Richard Cheese covers you, you've arrived.
His band is Lounge Against the Machine.
The best.
Isn't that brilliant?
Yeah.
And a parental advisory, explicit lyrics. This is not suitable for the young children in the audience.
Oh, I like the way you talk about that, explicit lyrics.
So now they'll want to go even more now.
Totally. That's Richard Cheese tomorrow night and Saturday night at Center Stage. So the next artist, I'm pretty excited about it because I love a concert that's a show. And that's why I put Big Sandy and his Fly Right Boys at the Star Bar on the list this weekend because they're rockabilly, they're country, they're boogie, they're swing. Even if you're not familiar with them or don't know their music, there's kind of no way you can't have a good time at the show.
At the Star Bar, no less, this rockabilly band from California is kind of an odd pairing, I think.
I think so, but I also think when I think rockabilly, I think the Star Bar is the perfect fit for it. And to see them in a smaller venue like that, I am digging these guys because I think it's like you don't know what era there are. They do like 40s, 50s, 80s, all over the road. I'm down.
This will be another good show to dance at.
Let's dance, Steve.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll do some Western swing.
Swing dancing is hard. That's you got to be in shape for that.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's not a good idea. All right.
That's Big Sandy and his Flyright Boys at the Star Bar on Saturday night.
There's another show on Saturday nights by an artist who has changed his name.
Yeah, he's going by Bop English. I want to say Bob English, but it's Bop, like bebop. And this is James Petrolli from White Denim, a band out of Austin, Texas. And he's gone solo, and I am really digging this sound. Sentimental Wilderness is the song that has been released.
Standing in a hallway, she waits and waits for the images to unfold.
And he's doing a show at Smith's Old Bar.
Yeah, he's the son of Gino Petrolli. James Petrolli is his real name, as you mentioned, who was a catcher for the Texas Rangers, Toronto Blue Jays. Just a little, as you might say, deep cut, little trivia to file
it.
Away.
Good, okay. That's a good nugget.
Mm-hmm.
You got that off the classic rock cue card.
Maybe I did.
Box.
Well, it's the baseball season. I thought I'd just throw that in.
That's cool, but I think he's really great, and I think that's an interesting pick to see live, because I think this is an artist who is really going places. That's Bop English on Saturday night at Smith's Old Bar.
As we are wont to do, we have to stumble into the week after the weekend, because there's just so much great music in town, and this is a band we don't want to ignore.
Not at all. I'm talking about Death Cab for Cutie on Monday night at the Fox Theater, and a great show. They're a fantastic live, and they are supporting their new album called Kintsugi, which refers to an ancient Japanese technique for repairing broken pottery. That's what that means.
Okay, you're speaking too fast. I'm writing this down. Okay,
Chinese pottery. Okay. Right. Kintsugi. But a lot of the songs on the new album, of the Death Cab album, are breakup songs. Because, Ben Gibbard was with Zoe Deschanel, and they broke up, and he moved to L.A., and, there's a lot of, bitter songs about L.A., how it's such a vapid town. So he writes about that, but of course you'll hear all the stuff from Plans and Coats and Keys, and, I Will Possess Your Heart is one of my favorite songs to hear live, that long, long intro. And even though it's sort of like a stalker song, I like that. I'm down with that. I'm down with a stalker song.
I wish you could see the potential of you and me. It's like a book elegantly bound, but in a language that you can't read.
All right, well, that's okay. You just stay right over there, okay?
Don't flatter yourself, Velvet Voice.
Okay.
That's Death Cab for Cutie on Monday night at the Fox Theater.
Also on Monday night is a band from Ireland we've mentioned before, because I think they played Atlanta within the last year or so.
Yeah, and they have their songs in a lot of chick flicks or teen movies, so I knew that would hit your hot button.
Are we talking One Tree Hill again?
Well, Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, of course.
You watch that.
Well, I
and
don't,
the movie,
not anymore, but.
The movie Fault in Our Stars, I never saw that. Did you see it?
Mm-mm, no.
Okay, the song All I Want is one of those love song, signature songs, and that's one of their signature songs. And an interesting fun fact, Courtney Cox is going to be directing their new video, because she's dating the guy from Snow Patrol. They're all friends, and Courtney Cox's show Cougar Town is done, and so there you go. She's more than just Monica from Friends. That's Codaline playing Terminal West on Monday night.